The truth will set us free. John 8:32 says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So what about truth-telling in these lands now called Australia? Truth-telling is hard. It's a simple fact. But injustice and pain, they are hard as well. In these lands now called Australia, it is often Aboriginal peoples who carry the burden of the truth-telling of these lands now called Australia. Why? As Auntie Jean Phillips says, our history is your history is our history. That history is over 250 years old. That's 10 generations. This is a shared history. Sometimes it feels like in present-day Australia that we are in 1838 Australia. As we think of the words in the Sydney Gazette as republished in John Harris's One Blood, where in 1838 it was published, "They are the most degenerate, despicable, and brutal race of beings in existence, and stand, as it were, in scorn to shame creation, a scoff and jest upon humanity. They are insensible to every tie which binds man to its God." When we think about these words, we also think about present-day Australia, and we think of the story of the Aboriginal elder affected by bushfires who turned up at an evacuation centre and was turned away by a worker of a Christian organisation who said, "We've helped enough of your people today." Truth-telling is hard. Racism hurts. It always has, and it always will. William Cooper is an incredible man. If you don't know him, you need to get to know him. William Cooper was a Yorta Yorta man. He was an Aboriginal Christian leader. He was born in 1861 and died in 1941. He was one of the leaders at the protests on the 26th of January 1938, which they called the Day of Mourning. We must remember it would take another 30 years for their request for full citizenship rights to be granted by Australia. William Cooper in 1940 called on the Protestant churches of Australia to set aside the Sunday before January 26 as what he called Aborigines Day, so that the churches and Australian Christians could consider injustice facing Aboriginal peoples. This then later became what we now know as NAIDOC Week, and Common Grace has now reinstated this as Aboriginal Sunday, as the Sunday before January 26 each year. This is part of the true history of Australia, but I wonder how many of you actually know William Cooper? How many of you could actually tell William Cooper's story to someone else? There are so many stories. There is so much education. There's books. There's movies. There is so much evidence, legislation, speeches, letters. You only have to take off your shoes and socks and walk bare feet on the cement in our capital cities to learn the true history of these lands now called Australia. Every day you walk on Aboriginal land. Every day you walk on country, on someone's country. With all of these stories and all of this education, I ask myself, what has been the impact? And sometimes I feel there is only one avenue left: people's hearts. William Cooper also knew this. He once wrote, "The Aborigines have human affections, which can respond to human treatment. We are humans with feelings like yourselves in the eyes of Almighty God. We have our joys and our sorrows, our likes and our dislikes. We can feel pain, degradation, and humiliation just as you do. If you admit that, will you, like true men and women, do your bit to see the great injustice at least mollified by agitating for us to get a fair deal before it's too late? Maybe praying to change the heart of Australia is part of that fair deal. But when? Amos 5:21 to 23 rings in my ears, but it actually sounds like this. I hate your Australia Day on January 26, celebrated on a day when 230 years ago, the land was stolen. I take no delight in your mining expeditions that feed profit and greed. Even though you offer me your time and sometimes a few pennies on a Sunday, your church is on stolen land and you haven't paid the rent. I will not accept them. And the offerings of your ridiculous cost of statues that tell untruths, I will not look upon. Take away the noise of your national anthem where the words mean nothing. I will not listen to the melody when you destroyed the music of these lands. But let justice roll like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. These lands now called Australia have been bound in injustice since 1770, or 1688, or 1642. And so that's why I'm acknowledging the true history of Australia, and I'm praying to change the heart of Australia. I invite you to do the same. It will be with Jesus by our side who challenges us to fight for justice. I am up for the challenge, and I pray you are up for the challenge as well. As William Cooper once wrote, God's mercy endureth forever. Do right. Have faith in God. Incline your heart anew unto the Lord, and the Lord will give thee victory over thine enemies. In 2019, I collaborated with singer-songwriter Helen Wright on a lyrical poetry piece called A New Day. This is some of the final lines of the poetry which I wrote. The old ways dawn on a new day, fresh eyes and open hearts. Our stories weave together, shared truth, the new way, that's how it starts. And together we step into a new day, a new day. May that new day that we see together, that we share together, that we tell others about together, where we sit beside a mighty rolling river, where we are finally able to sing together, to sing a new song, a song of freedom, a song of love, and may the truth finally set us free.